I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Well, I don't know about you, but I feel like I just did this. It's another week, it's another time to play Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week, great old-time records. That's why we call it the Oompa Hour, see? Because it's about an hour long and there's a lot of oompas in every other show. So there you go. Let's see what we got going on today. Huh? I got a cold again, you could probably tell. Maybe you can't. They tell you in radio school, never tell people when you have a cold or a sore throat because they'll probably never notice. But just in case you think I sound weird, there is an excuse for it, all right? Other than that, the weather is nice here in northern Minnesota. I may expand upon that as we get into the show. Let's roll it here. Tell me, in The Wizard of Oz, you know there are those guards that walk around the castle and they go, yo-ee-yo, yo-yo, whatever it is. Are not those Winkies? Isn't that what they were? Weren't they the Winky guards or the Winkies or something? I got to look that up because I have Joe Timmer in the orchestra here to do the Winkies polka. And I think that's what those guards were called on The Wizard of Oz. But I'm not sure. So while I figure it out, why don't you dance? People, prepare to be educated. By the way, that was Winky's polka there. Joe Timmer and his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And I was wondering, because that Winky's got me thinking about the Winkies in The Wizard of Oz. And I remember those soldiers at the witch's castle. And I thought, weren't those Winkies? I looked it up because I live just this. I'm sitting right now just like 8 miles from Judy Garland's original birth home and the Judy Garland Museum. And an old school with a yellow brick road. And, oh, yeah, we got plenty of Oz stuff around here. The Winkies are native Aussie residents from the western quadrant known as Winky Country in the magical land of Oz. The Winkies are good, friendly people who happen to prefer the color yellow in their surroundings, clothing, and landscaping, as yellow is the official mascot color that represents the west land. They are also said to be some of the most crafted tinsmiths in the world. So if they're so nice, why are they guards for the Wicked Witch at her castle? Well, I looked that up too. I got all these Oz books sitting around here. They guarded the witch's territory and carried elaborately designed halberds and chanted, O-E-O, like I was telling you. They loyally obeyed the Wicked Witch, but only because they were scared of her. After the Wicked Witch was melted by Dorothy and her companions, the guards immediately hailed Dorothy for setting them free from the witch's bondage. So there you go. Now you know everything there is to know about the Winkies in the Land of Oz. You didn't know this was going to be such an educational day, did you? Oh, man, let's roll the polka ambassadors. There's Just Because on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you go. Just Because. That is the Polka Ambassadors here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. Can't complain about the weather up here, but really you can always complain about the weather, can't you? But we've had some nice sunshiny days. We hit 70 for the first time this season. And the forecast has a lot of rain in it for the next 4 or 5 days. And on every day where it mentions a chance of rain, it says some rain may be heavy. I don't like that. But that's just some of it. Fortunately, that's going to miss me. I hope. I really have no idea. I'm completely making that up. But I think we've made it through winter up here. I know some of you don't even have winter. Or if you do, it conked out on you a month ago. But up here in the North Country, boy, you got to be prepared. I took the insurance off the plow truck and put it away. So I got my fingers crossed, you know. Joe Lastovica. Lastovica. That sounds better. And Polka Punch is next on the musical docket. It is the Come On, Let's Dance Polka.
Come on, let's dance to polka music. Come on, let's glide across the floor. Just let your feet move to the music and chase your cares right out the door. La 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 la. We'll have a good time. Let's spin and twirl around the floor. Kick up your heels. You'll feel so fine. Let's ask the band to play once more. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
There you go. Come on, let's dance. Joe Lastovica. Lastovica. I can never say these things. Polka Punch is the name of the band anyway. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week as always. Before we get a little Six Fat Dutchman action going here, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum. And invite you to check them out. You can do it online, you know. It's not as much fun as being there in real life, but it's a step in the right direction. Worldofaccordions.org. Here's where you find them on the interwebs. Check it out. Pictures. Not of everything. Because think how many web pages it would take to put up pictures of 1,400 accordions. Because that's about what's on display there. Along with all sorts of musical, what's the word I want? Musical stuff. Doodads. Bric-a-brac. No, fancy good stuff. Research materials. Educational materials. They've got the gift shop. They've got the accordion repair school. All that stuff is waiting for you in Superior, Wisconsin. It is, it is. And it's a great launching point, too, to head up the north shore of Lake Superior for a lot of scenic stuff and a great vacation. Check them out online and make your plans to show up there. They would love to see you. Worldofaccordions.org is where they're at. All right. Here's the Schneider Polka. It's the Six Fat Dutchman. Thank you. There you go, the Schneider Polka and the Six Fat Dutchman. You're on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Hey, remember, if you'd like to get a request on or a dedication or you want to just hear from a certain band or whatever, you get a message to the Oompa Hour. A lot of different ways you can do that, actually. You can leave a voice message or a text message to area code 218-259-2985. That's one easy way to do it. Or, I said that, right? Text or voice. Yeah, so if you don't feel like running that texting stuff, you can just speak, 218-259-2985. Now, if you'd like to email, that's my preferred method, oompahour@aol.com, because then I don't have to understand the message. I remember to listen to the message, and I have it written down in my email so I can refer back to it later. Or facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll get you there, too, and I do check the messages on the Facebook, and I try to respond, but I do get lost in the land of Facebook every now and then. But, hey, give it a whirl. Any of those ways, you got a request or dedication, question or comment, but plan ahead, because since this show is syndicated on 28 different radio stations, I never know which radio station is playing it on what day of the week. So you could put in a request on a Tuesday because you hear the show on a Friday or Saturday and think you'll get it, and you really won't because it's already running somewhere else. It's complicated, but trust me, it'll work out, all right? All right. There's Stan Wisniak and his orchestra, I Like Bamba.
I like Bamba, so nice, big and round. It costs more than little one, but it makes me have more fun. So nice and big on top. When I hold it way up, I meant to go bottoms up.
What is Oompa? We've never heard of that.
Why, it's a great big glass of beer. Have the Oompa, it's warm, high and white. I drink it all the time, especially Sunday night.
Stan Wisniak and his orchestra, I Like Bamba, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Is it too early in the show for a waltz? I don't think so. Besides, if I do one a little early, it gives me, makes me feel better if I decide to throw in another one later. So we'll see how it goes. But for now, Eddie Habat and his orchestra, this is the Mountain Flower Waltz. Well, there you go. Eddie Habat and the orchestra there. Get the first waltz, probably the only waltz of the show. I only promise you one, but a waltz nonetheless. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Dancers, you can relax now. You're off the hook, at least for the moment, except for the polka dancers, of course. You got to go through the whole shell. Johnny Manko and the orchestra over here on turntable number two. It's the Jolly Mountaineer Polka. There you go, Johnny Manko and the orchestra, Jolly Mountaineer Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How the heck are you doing this week? Doing pretty good myself. Hope you're all doing the same. I can tell you right now we're going to have another waltz in the show because I came across a great Johnny Pecan record that I don't think I've played in years because I usually play the polka on the other side. So we got another waltz coming up in the show here in a little bit. Don't forget we have our 78 of the week coming up here. Just a couple of songs away, so stand by for that. Here's a good scratchy record from Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. It's called What'll You Have?
What'll you have? What'll you have? Thank you.
But Wally and the Harmony Boys there, what'll you have here at Tim Zumpa Hour? It's your old-time oldie show. Man, that's clearly a record that the disc jockey should have cleaned first or maybe skipped if it's that scratchy. Let me see here. Hang on. If you lick it and see if the stuff comes off, then you know if it was washable. See, I could have washed that one. Yeah. That did not taste very good. Let's set that one aside for later record washing, shall we? Where are we going to put that? I'm out of room. We'll put it up there, I guess. Anyway, let's do Frankie Yankovic. We haven't heard from Mr. Y in a while. Here he is doing the My Sweetheart Polka.
Moje dítle ještě mláda, moje dítle ještě mláda, moje dítle ještě mláda, po mi starší znaj svět. Kautr pošti vám rušu, prýr mi popěta, dáte popomakla,
They have it, Frankie Yankovic there, My Sweetheart Polka. Can always tell a good Frankie Yankovic record. Got that guy playing the upright bass. Just going crazy on that doghouse, huh? My Sweetheart Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, let's get the 78 of the week over here. Well, you were listening to Mr. Y do a song. I switched over the needle to 78, got this thing shifted into high speed. This is kind of a weird record. It's Phil Reed at the Hammond Organ. On a Dance Tone 78 metronome beat at 100 beats per minute, in case you care. And, of course, back then, a Hammond organ was a tone generators instead of oscillators to create the tone when you play the key. Tone generators were cool because you had motors that spun these discs around that had notches cut in them, and you had magnetic pickups, something like an electric guitar, and the notches in those little metal wheels spinning past those magnets electromagnets would create the tones that were generated by the organ. Bet you didn't know that. Bet you probably didn't care at all, did you? Anyway, Phil Reed at the Hammond Organ. Tell me, this doesn't make you feel like you're at the roller rink. Here's Charlie Was a Boxer. Thank you. There you go. Oh, good old Phil Reed at the Hammond organ. Charlie West Boxer here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I did promise you another waltz coming up here in a minute, but before we do that, let's do Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra.
A gal in Milwaukee. Oh, what a beautiful dream. We had three or four and then several more, and that's when I went off my beam. Sick, sober and sorry, broke, disgusted and sad. Sick, sober and sorry, but look at the fun that I had. The jukebox so loudly was playing, each couple was having a ball. But all of those gals are sweethearts and pals, I'll bet I am sicker than all. Sick, sober and sorry, broke, disgusted and sad. Sick, sober and sorry, but look at the fun that I had. The clock on the wall said it's later, in fact it was 4:20. In spite of my pride, they kicked me outside. They locked and they bolted that door. Sick, sober and sorry, broke, disgusted and sad. Sick, sober and sorry, but look at the fun that I had. Outside I was hailing a taxi, I got one this time without fail. It sported a star, I never got far, it was only 2 blocks to the jail. Sick, sober and sorry, broke, disgusted and sad. Sick, sober and sorry, but look at the
fun that I had.
There you go, Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra. And Sick, Sober, and Sorry here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. So here's the deal. I kind of forgot that also was a waltz. And I already promised you a Johnny Pecan waltz coming up here as the second waltz in the show. So I'm going to get three waltzes, but that one was kind of goofy, right? Sick, Sober, and Sorry is not a very romantic waltz. No, certainly not at all. So I got the Johnny Pecan doing a waltz here in a bit. But just to break things up, let's throw in a little polka from the Deutschmeisters. Here's the Black John Polka. Deutschmeisters there, that is the Black John Polka, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Happens every week, right here, same bat time, same bat channel, so hope to see you here every week, all right? I know a lot of you have been here for years and years. Appreciate that. I appreciate that. Now, I promised you a Johnny Pecan waltz in the show, and darn it, here it is. It's Hey, Babe.
Why not give me
Johnny Pecan and the Orchestra. Hey, babe, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It just seems to me that this week I kind of have a big handful of records that are a little scratchy. Have you noticed that this week? Usually they don't come out that way, at least not with a big group of them like this. But, what the heck? That patina makes them more valuable and adds to the majesty and mysticism of the show. I am totally just making that stuff up. Here's a Bernie Witkowski. And the, it's the Silver Bells Orchestra that's with him. That's who it is. It's the Necky Hokey Polka.
Ya cheko ha, dim yeko hush, everything is okie dokie.
Hey, hey, Necky Hokey Polka.
Ya cheko ha, dim yeko hush, everything is okie dokie.
Hey, hey, Necky Hokey Polka. Necky hokey, necky hokey, necky hokey, hey, hey.
Necky hokey, necky hokey, necky hokey, hey, hey. Yama money, money, everything is okie dokie,
hey, hey. Necky hokey, necky hokey, polka.
Yama money, Timosh money, everything is okie dokie,
hey, hey. Necky hokey, necky hokey, polka. Necky hokey, necky hokey, necky hokey, hey, hey. Necky hokey, necky hokey, necky hokey, hey, hey.
Ya vippy, etty vippy, yes, everything is okie dokie,
hey, hey. Necky hokey, necky hokey, polka.
Ya vippy, etty vippy, yes, everything is okie dokie,
hey, hey. Necky hokey, necky hokey, polka. Necky hokey, necky hokey, necky hokey, hey, hey. Necky hokey, necky hokey, necky hokey, hey, hey.
Ya pohulam ti pohulas, everything is okie dokie,
hey, hey. Necky hokey, necky hokey, polka.
Ya pohulam ti pohulas, everything is okie dokie,
hey, hey. Necky hokey, necky hokey, polka.
Necky hokey,
necky hokey, necky hokey, hey, hey. Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bells Orchestra there, the Necky Hokey Polka. Hopefully, man, next week I'll be over this cold and I will be able to be a little bit more peppy in the show. I feel like I'm just dragging today. Man, oh man. What is the deal? I know what the deal is. I got a cold and I am not liking it one bit. No, indeed. Whoopi John is on the way.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
I just happened to notice here the last week or so, probably a couple of weeks, depending when you're hearing the show, but the IPA just passed out the awards for the past year. And if I was an organized disc jockey, I would have that list here and I'd read it to you, but I am not. But every single person who won something, I was like, wow, they were totally deserving. I saw Molly B. Winning. I saw Ted Lang winning. I saw Alex Meister winning. There's a lot of good people there. A lot of good bands, a lot of good entertainment out there. So anyway, you can check it out at the IPA website if you want to know. I don't have the list in front of me. I left it downstairs. And with this cold, I am not going down four flights of stairs and coming back up to the studio. Nope. Not going to be trying to pull that off. Let's do Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra. Yeah, that's what's over here on turntable number one. I love the polka.
One night it was like a dream. There I met a girl so sweet and charming like a queen. She was blonde, she had blue eyes, I could plainly see. When I asked her for a dance, she smiled and danced with me.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart.
Well, there you have it there. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. I loved polka. And I realized that before we went to commercial, I promised you I was going to come back with a Whoopi John record. And then I played Lawrence Dukow instead. I don't know how that happened. And I'm sure there are some Whoopi John fans who are terribly disappointed now. But have no fear. Whoopi is still over here on turntable number two. Here's the Helena Polka.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. The Helena Polka, Whoopi John, and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and as I look at the old clock on the wall, it says, yeah, we're not going to fit in one more. I had another one ready to go, but it's got more minutes than I got time, so we'll save that one to start the show next week, and I'll see if I can't get rid of this pesky cold, and we'll meet back here about 7 days from right now. Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.